Shalom Chavarim, this is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and welcome to another Daily Devar audio broadcast. Today I want to briefly discuss what I've called the Torah of the Vine, and to consider how the analogy of the vine and branches applies to us as followers of Yeshua the Messiah. The Word of God speaks to us today. If anyone does not live in me, he is cast off as a branch and withers. That's from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 6. We find life only as we remain connected to the source and conduit of life, who is the Messiah, the Savior, and the Lord. True life grows out of a heart connection with Yeshua, and without that connection our lives become vain and yield no eternal significance. But be forewarned, it's the sacred truth of Messiah that if you do not live in the vine, you will suffer eternal loss, since life is found in no other source. Look at John 14:6 and Luke 3:9. As Yeshua said, I am the vine, you're the branches. The one that lives in me or abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. That's John 15, verse 5. But be encouraged, friends. Our Lord invites us to come, as he said, Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am humble and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That's Matthew 11:28-30. We cannot create new life by our own best efforts, nor effect regeneration by means of our own good works. No, the work of salvation is God's work. Yeshua la'adonai, salvations of the Lord. And we partake of that work as we abandon our self-efforts and religious conceits. There remains, therefore, a Sabbath for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. That's from Hebrews 4:9-10. This deep Sabbath of rest is a matter of trusting that the finished work of salvation has been given on your behalf. Therefore relax, for the Lord always affects what is best for you, and nothing is under your control anyway. The path of peace is to surrender to God's care for your life, and let the evils and drama of this world simply flow past you. Look to heavenly reality and not to the shadows and deceits of this world. Live in Yeshua's presence, drawing strength and vitality from your relationship with him. Yeshua said, If you live in me or abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. That's in John 15:7. But note that the conditional statement, If you live in me and my words live in you, means that we'll know his heart and we'll heed the message of his truth within our hearts. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, then, is produced as we yield ourselves to the love and presence of God. So this is not a name-it-and-claim-it blabber that you might hear in a charismatic service. This is sober reality. But it does depend on your true heart connection with the Lord. As it's written, V'haya ma'aseh ha'tzedekah shalom, and the work of the righteous one shall be peace, v'avodat ha'tzedekah hashket, v'avetach ad olam. And that means in the service of the righteous one shall be quietness and assurance forever. That's Isaiah 32:17. The Torah of the Vine, or Torat HaGefen, further teaches us that every branch that bears fruit will be pruned so that it may bear more fruit. It says in John 15:2 here, Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Note first here that the healthy branch is the one that's going to be pruned or cut back, not the withered one. The withered one will be altogether removed, but the healthy branch will be purged, and purging can be painful at times. The heavenly vine dresser's goal is for the fruitful branch to yield even more fruit, to reveal more and more the connection to the heart of the vine, so that God is glorified. As Jesus said, By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. That's John 15:8. The end here in mind is the beatific vision, that is, seeing God. As Yeshua said, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, in Matthew 5:8. Note that the Greek word translated pure in this verse is katharos. That's a word sometimes used to describe the cleansing of a wound. You hear the word catharsis there. Or to describe the unalloyed quality of a substance revealed through refining fire. Sanctification involves catharsis of the ego, the exile of carnal desire, the frustration of our will, the mortification of the flesh, the release of truth in the inward parts. Any faith that thinks God will make us immune to suffering, challenges, and tribulation is an immature and imperfect faith, friends. The goal of purging is fruitfulness and blessing, but the agency is not the will of man, but the power of God. You're made clean through the word of God spoken within your own heart. Look at John 15, verse 3. Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Your sanctification, however, depends on your communion with God, staying connected to what's real, central, vital, the core truth of God's presence, love, and ultimate reality itself. If anyone does not live in me, he is cast off and withers. Yeshua here teaches that shared life is the goal of our relationship with him, but if that doesn't occur, destructive consequences will follow. This has been called the dark side of God by some of the mystics, by which they mean that God will destroy everything in us that is not fit to exist and that does not yield true blessedness. Of course, this destruction, or a better word would be correction, is really a great blessing since it purges us from worthlessness that brings pain, disease, and sorrow. Now, this is in distinction to the devil, who seeks to destroy what's healthy and good in us. The upshot here is that we must carefully attend to our inner life and our connection with God, understanding that to be the utmost good for our lives, seeking God's presence in all our ways. Therefore, we read in the book of Proverbs, Mikol mishmar nitzor libecha, ki mimenu totzechot chayim. Above all, guard your heart, for from it are the issues or springs of life. That's Proverbs 4:23. So it's an amazing analogy, is it not, that Yeshua is the vine and we are likened to branches and we draw our life from him. It's, of course, an agricultural parable, and it's meant to paint a picture for us. But I think it's pretty clear, even for those of us that live in city life or aren't professional gardeners and that kind of thing. We need to stay connected to the vine to find and draw life. It's pretty simple. Now, interestingly, from people that I know that do work with vines and branches, the vines have to stay up. They have to be held up in order to grow properly, and they're trained. And by trained, I mean purged and shaped to grow in a certain way. And so that's another lesson we can draw, that we need to stay up and be connected to the vine in an upward fashion. We are lifting up the name of the Lord. We are connected to him and his exaltation, his resurrection life. Of course, Yeshua used a lot of parables in his language. It's a interesting study in and of itself. And if I have some time, I'll do a daily devar on that topic. But for more, you can go to the Hebrew for Christians website. But here's a sanity check. Yeshua is the center, the heart, and the source of all beauty and meaning and love and grace and life for you, and therefore test all other truth claims based on that relationship. The devil traffics the lie and seeks to entice you to bite his hook. We overcome the power of the lie by means of truth. And the various affairs of this world, its drama, its news, quote-unquote, its fads, fashions, and so on, must be mediated by the word of Messiah living within you. So take every thought captive to the truth of God, bring it before the bar of divine presence, and coerce it to bend the knee. Friend, the stakes are high. People live their lives in unstable and pain-filled ways because they refuse to come to themselves and understand the ground of their existence, the heart of God that overarches and sustains all things. Well, I hope that this short devar has encouraged you somewhat, Havarim. I wish you the best in our Messiah. All heavenly blessings be yours. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. That's a promise of God. And I just praise his name for this opportunity to share a little bit of his word with you. Have a great day.
אני כל בוקר שהחזרת את נשמתי מודה אני על בגד שנחת על גופי שלא יהיה לי קר אתה שומר עליי.
Please note that this lovely music comes from Omer Adam, and this is a song called Mode Ani. You can find them on Amazon.com. And also, please visit us at HebrewForChristians.com for more about the Jewish roots of the faith, the Jewish holiday cycle, and, of course, learning Hebrew. Shalom, shalom, Havarim.